Heavenly Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus as we get into your word for a few minutes that you would open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law or thy word. Psalm 119, verse 18.
Psalm chapter 107 verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. May God be praised for all of his witnesses in the earth today, and they are multiplying daily. Right now, I'm literally sitting down and folding more of the Jesus tracts. I like to fold them in half and put them in my little pouch and pass out every day. What a blessing. It looks like we are at about 4,000 that have been distributed with the spoken word of God and the love of God here in Mexico. And I want to talk about Mexico a little bit. I've hesitated to do so. But before I do, let me share some great news with you. I just got back in, and as I was walking down the street, I ran into a man whose name is Francisco and started declaring the gospel to him and handed him a Jesus tract, and he immediately stopped as I told him, pointed to the back and showed him there was a prayer that he could pray in repentance and receive Jesus and be washed of all of his sins. He didn't hesitate. He didn't wait. He lifted his hands and closed his eyes and bowed his head. And it caught me off guard in a sense. And I immediately kicked into lead him to Jesus now mode, as many of you will understand. And he declared, I instructed him, he can speak English and Spanish, as most people where I am can. And I instructed him to pray with all of his heart in repentance, turning from his sin and turning to Christ, repenting and receiving Christ, the two R's I like to remember. They're both essential. John 1:12, Luke 13:3, Acts 20:21. So he declared as I led him and repeated after me a prayer in repentance and was saved on the street right there. And then discipleship immediately ensued. And as usual, we are connected and going to meet again soon, and perhaps with some of the other brethren that have been saved here, and another one, at least one that's in the process, we believe, of being saved and who wants to be saved but isn't yet. And so Francisco, I want you to pray for Francisco. He's the second Francisco, or third at least, that we've ministered to here in Mexico. And he's going to receive the Born Again book and then the other books. We have four total now in Spanish. And he's been turned on to downloading the Reina Valera, the real Bible in Spanish, the equivalent to the King James Bible, the Reina Valera 1960, which I showed him I have on my phone, and encouraged and exhorted him to read God's word every day when he wakes up, putting God first with the moments of quality, genuine prayer time, and in the word to feed his spirit and grow in grace. He was also led to pray that God would fill him with the Holy Ghost and use him to help others know the Lord. And he was given about 20 Jesus tracts, the very last ones I had in my pouch today. And again, we're at about 4,000 passed out so far. We'll be needing to print more soon. If anybody wants to sow into that, feel free to earmark it and send me an email or give a donation on the donation or the support page on safeguardyoursoul.com. So speaking of Mexico, I'll get to that in a minute, but so much is happening just every day. Earlier today, this morning, I gave a Jesus tract to many people, including a man named Ruben. By the way, 100% reception, not only in taking the tract, but thanking me that I took time to minister to them. It's a field day down here, to say the least. So I handed Ruben a tract, and he said, thank you. I've been searching and was thinking of visiting a local Jehovah Witness church near me. So thank you for giving me this, is what he told me. Ruben said, that's what he said. Then a conversation ensued or followed, and I informed him that the Jehovah Witnesses and Mormons are cults. And let me say this, friends, they're all over the place here, because this is wide open territory for people who have never really heard the gospel. like never. Reuben was given the law to convict him of his sins and the saving gospel of Jesus, and exhorted to go home and pray in repentance and receive Jesus into his life for the remission of all his sins. He was also told by way of testimony and the word of God that Jesus is the one he is absolutely searching for, and there is no other, because he's the King of Kings and the only way to God, and that it's not about religion, but it's about relationship. So we exchange numbers also, and we'll be meeting again soon, and he will be receiving the Born Again book also in PDF form. These Spanish books and English are available, by the way, while I'm at it. For anybody who wants them in PDF form, you can just request it. Send me an email at info@safeguardyoursoul.com. Now, the print books are all available on Amazon in English and Spanish. And whatever you buy on Amazon, that helps to fund the ministry we have to the incarcerated, which ministry books go out every week. Namely, right now, we're sending the Born Again book all over the country to people that are locked up in jail. They're a captive audience. As you know, we've been doing that for years, and that's all funded by your love offerings. And just for the record, this seems to make some people happy. We're not in ministry to make money. It's not even possible. It's a miracle that we make it every month, much less to be in ministry for the money. I mean, that would be dumb if you're speaking the truth, because it's not a place to make money in the first place, in more than one way. Also, we spend more money every month on books that go out to disciples of Christ and to the incarcerated than we make on royalties for the books every month on Amazon. So please pray for this man, Reuben. He's very excited that you're going to pray for him, as is Francisco, who I mentioned earlier. And I believe Reuben is at the doorstep of being saved. He's literally, as he's telling me today, he's searching. And I told him the one he's searching for, whether he realizes it yet or not, is Jesus Christ. And I preached Jesus to him. And so at this point, saints, let me, as your brother in Christ, if you don't mind me encouraging you to dare to pray something like this today, if you feel so inclined, a prayer such as, "Dear Lord, I'm all yours. You created me. You came and died for me. I am yours. I'm not my own. Please put me on your planet and in your timing exactly where you want me to be. And use me, dear Lord, to help others know you in the name of Jesus Christ." In Matthew 10:14 and other places, we read this, "And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words." Does that sound like Americans that you preach to? I've done street ministry in America for over 4 decades, and that's exactly what you get there. Again, saying, prideful, "I don't need anything else. I don't need Jesus" generation. Proverbs 30:12, "There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness." So the Bible says in Matthew 10:14, "And whosoever shall not receive you," Jesus says, "nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city," that would mean any location, including a country, "shake off the dust of your feet." In another place, he speaks of shake off the dust of your feet as a testimony against them that they've rejected the gospel. And that will all be brought up in the judgment, because God records everything, and he will bring that up when people stand before the great white throne judgment, having rejected Jesus and are cast into the lake of fire because their names are not written in the book of life, because when he visited them, they sinned away their day of grace and they rejected him, because they had everything they needed in this world and didn't need, so they thought, Jesus. And I'm just going to record this and offer it as a rhetorical question. Could it be that the Lord is shaking off the dust of his feet against the rebellious people of the United States of America? And I'll leave it right there. So the Jehovah Witnesses and Mormons, as I mentioned earlier, are everywhere. I've been traveling in Mexico for over a year now, and they're everywhere preying on these open people because they know it's ripe under the harvest. Only they don't have the gospel. They have a fake, false gospel, as you well know. In fact, the other day, driving down the street, I saw two Mormons. Obvious, they wear white t-shirts. They're always young guys. And I stopped the vehicle. They were ministering, quote, to a man, an older man. And I stopped and in Spanish proceeded to tell that older man that those are two false prophets who represent a false religion and a false Christ, and they are of the spirit of Antichrist. And then I preached the gospel to all three of them, namely the elder gentleman whom they were trying to recruit into their cult. So there are very few Christians in Mexico, if you will. There's not enough. There's never enough, right? But the fields are white on the harvest. And yes, I've definitely met Christians here, and the fellowship that we've shared and do share is continuing to build them up in Christ. And yet there are so few missionaries. I've met none so far in Mexico. And Jesus said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Let me read the text. As Jesus went to the streets, we read in the end of Matthew 9, beginning of verse 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages and built church buildings. Oh, wait a minute. All right, that's a check. You better make sure that somebody's not inserting things into the scriptures. And that would be an example, because that's not what it says at all. It says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues. He was thrown out of them like the apostles after he preached the truth in most cases, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Sounds like he's on the streets now, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers, or the missionaries as we call them, are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And that would probably include praying ourselves, as we mentioned earlier, as we prayed together earlier, or we offered that this could be your prayer. Lord, I'm yours. Here I am, Lord, like Isaiah. Prepare and send me, Lord. I'm all yours. That's what I prayed, and this is where God sent me. I'm not predicting where he's going to send you, but I will make a statement out of experience that there are so many ripe places where people want the word of God, that they want to hear. They know something's missing, and they want to hear the gospel, and Mexico would definitely be one of them. If you feel so inclined, and perhaps you've already started to reckon with the idea of moving to Mexico
or some other country,
I would encourage you to keep praying and let the wisdom of God in you be profitable to direct you. I believe that's Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, where it says, wisdom is profitable to direct. And to start looking on YouTube and praying, Lord, where would you send me? And wherever that might be, wherever you have an inkling of moving, and know that God's going to use you mightily wherever he sends you. I don't believe that any American would regret moving to another country. We have a lot to learn from the countries and the cultures of the world, and Mexico would definitely be at the top of that list. The peace and tranquility, by the way, as an afterthought and a benefit, added benefit, is off the charts. And if you need somebody to talk to, as you know, I communicate with people every day all over the world, all over the United States. And so I would welcome you asking me questions. So you can do that, info@safeguardyoursoul.com. One thing is certain, friends, as we come to a close here, that you will be immediately spoiled by the preciousness of the people outside of the United States. Mexico would be, again, at the top of that list. And their acceptance of the gospel, the original gospel of Jesus Christ, you will minister to no one who won't tell you gracias, thank you. You've never heard gracias or thank you more often in your life than in Mexico. These people are so meek, humble, and I've never heard a off-colored, bad attitude in anyone's voice ever in dealing with the Mexican and with the Mexican people for many decades now, both in the United States, beginning on the border there in El Paso. all the way till now, having lived here about a year and 3 months and ministering daily and listening to the voices and the tone of the Mexican people, they could not be more loving and meek. Let's end with a quote from Sister Karen Cochran. She says, as the sanctification process continues to transpire in our hearts, we will see more and more of Christ, His light, shining in our hearts. Proverbs 4:18, she says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Unquote. And she continues, as we surrender daily, as we die to ourselves, as we die downward and are buried with Christ, Jesus' resurrection life, His newness of life, will shine brighter and brighter in our hearts and through our lives, until that perfect day when we shall be taken up into glory to be with our Savior forever. Then God's glory will fill our hearts and the heavens. Until now, let the day star arise in our hearts each day so His light can shine forth into the lost world around us and that we live in. We are to be the light of Christ, shining His light into the broken and dark world around us and that we are currently in. Jesus alone is the answer. She finishes with His resurrection light. Glory, hallelujah, unquote, Sister Karen Cochran. And remember, saints, we began with the verse out of Psalm 107, verse 2, which says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them witness of the greatness of God, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.